is Tiffany Harris Green, and I proudly serve as the president of the National Panhellenic Council of Camden County. I am also a finer woman of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Gamma Nu Zeta chapter. Welcome to the live taping of Just Us with Liz and Carrie. For those who may be new to the podcast, our phenomenal hosts are proud members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Liz Nolly is a purpose-driven leader and communications strategist, and Carrie Thomas is a seasoned global communications professional. Together, they create a space that is authentic, insightful, and empowering, delivering meaningful conversations that support leadership, career growth, and personal development. Liz and Carrie are truly a dynamic duo, empowering, entertaining, and educating Black women as they navigate and thrive within the complexities of corporate America. Today's live taping will feature powerful interviews with two extraordinary women from New Jersey. We'll begin with former Lieutenant Governor Tahisha Way, followed by a conversation with newly appointed Attorney General Jennifer Davenport. We are excited to share this moment with you as we make history with the first ever live taping of Just Us with Liz and Carrie. Sit back, lean in, and get ready to be inspired. And remember, this is more than just a podcast. It's a space for growth, connection, and elevation. Stay engaged, stay empowered, and keep showing up as your best self. Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. I'm Liz Nolly.
I'm Carrie Thomas.
And welcome to the Just Us with Liz and Carrie podcast, coming to you live from D9 in Trenton.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Carrie. Look, we have to be a little bit more gathered and composed and serious.
No, we don't.
Okay, come on. No, because we have this is a very serious occasion.
That's true.
Because we, as members of the Divine Nine, are here advocating for a variety of issues. But today is really about the intersectionality of multiple facets of our lives as women who are navigating for success, serving our community, focused on leadership development, and of course, the D9 experience. Yes. And we have two very amazing, awesome leaders with us today, so that's why I'm not usually wearing my usual t-shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not as cash as usual.
No, like Eddie Murphy jokes, no Dave Chappelle
right.
jokes on my t-shirt today. So I'm trying to be a little bit serious because voting and advocacy is a serious matter. Come on, Soares.
You heard that. Well, first of all, let's tell the people what D9 Day in Trenton is.
Okay. So D9 Day in Trenton was actually inspired by our congresswoman and our sorority sister, Bonnie Watson Coleman.
Yeah, that's my girl.
5 years ago, she came to our voter call out, get out the vote call out day. Mm-hmm. And at that, during her remarks, she said, you know, the AKAs have a day, Jack and Jill got a day, this got a day, that got a day, we all got a day. I wonder what would ever happen if we all actually showed up on the same day.
Yeah.
And so me and my co-chair in this work, Sherlock Dow from Alpha Phi Alpha, looked at each other and we were like, ooh,
D9 Day
in Trenton. And so here we are. With our third annual. This one is bigger and better. We started out as a one-day event. Now it's 3 days. We had a day of youth advocacy yesterday with high school students. Today is all about the collegiates and the alumni of the D9. We have close to 400 people registered today. So give yourselves a round of applause.
Let the people know that the sororities and fraternities in New Jersey are for the cause.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We are out here advocating for housing justice, healthcare cost transparency, the expansion and preservation of voting rights, and a variety. We have a very robust agenda of things that we're advocating for, and the rights of keeping families together in the face of these uncertain times, particularly those
Absolutely.
Families who are separated from their children because of immigration-related issues. So we have calls to action. You can visit, and you can visit, even if you're not here, even if you're not D9, you can go to www.d9intrenton.com and get all the information and take the action. So I'm being very serious and composed today. So I'm blazered up today. I am.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you to all the fraternities and sororities who are doing the work. It's very important. And it shows that we are not just colors.
And not just stepping and strolling,
no,
which is cool.
Not.
It's
I mean,
fun.
Love
That's
it.
The fun part. We're here for
love
all
it.
Of that.
Come
you know, our sorority sisters like to set it off. but we also set it off at the polls as well, right?
There
right?
you go. Set
right.
it off at the
set
polls.
Set it off at the polls. So anyway.
All right. Well, let's get into what we're doing today.
Yeah. So today is part one of a special part two-part episode of the Just Us with Liz and Carrie podcast. And we have a very special guest. Here, friend to the Divine Nine, our soror, and I'm going to let you do the honors of introducing her.
Thank you. I'm very excited about this. Today's guest is a trailblazer in leadership, public service, and civic engagement, someone who has not only made history, but continues to shape it. The Honorable Tehisha Way served as New Jersey's third lieutenant governor and as the state's 34th Secretary of State, bringing more than two decades of experience across local and state government. In her role as Secretary of State, she led critical efforts to safeguard elections, expand voter access, promote the arts and tourism, and ensure a complete and accurate count in the 2020 census. She also made history as the first Black president of the National Association of Secretaries of State. Her career spans multiple facets of public service, including serving as an administrative law judge, Passaic County Freeholder Director, and special counsel to the county's Board of Social Services. She is also a proud member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated and a longtime friend and supporter of the Divine Nine in New Jersey and beyond, a graduate of Brown University and the University of Virginia School of Law. She lives in Wayne with her husband Charles and their four children. Please join us in welcoming the Honorable Tehisha Way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Very exciting.
This is so exciting to us. So you're our second guest on the podcast.
Love that.
And our first very serious guest, because our first guest.
Serious.
Well, we,
she said, don't do her like that.
Like I said off stage, you know, anybody whose name is preceded by the Honorable is a very serious person to me. So I had to kind of dress-ish for the occasion. But seriously, all jokes aside, thank you so much for doing this today. We'll get right into it. So since our podcast focuses on like career development, leadership development, and that kind of thing. Tell us a little, we'll start with your career journey. What first inspired you to pursue a career in public service?
Okay, well, first, if I may, I just want to shout out to the entire D9 family. You guys rock. You're inspirational. Give yourself some applause. I'm wearing every single color of the Divine Nine today, but of course I rep AKA respectfully. And so, yes, public service, what inspired me, there are certain seasons in my life, I should say. I start with my childhood and how I was in awe of just my parents. You know, they were not the mayor, the lieutenant governor, council person, but they wore their public sector uniform with such pride. My dad, he was the bus driver. My mom was the Underground Railroad clerk in New York City. And
I'm sorry, you said Underground Railroad. You mean like MTA, not MTA. Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Okay, just...
Well, she had her own Underground Railroad going on. If you know what I mean, around the 1970s.
But hey, we still need...
Yes, the token clerk.
I was about to say, okay. Back in the day when they had to...
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And
I remember
she,
that.
Too, had that uniform on.
I might have seen your mom.
You
on the trains back in the day.
There you go. And I have to say, for my father, he took such great pride as a public servant, ensuring that in his 25-plus years of driving a bus, he never caused an accident. Let's start with that. And then my mom, as that token clerk, when she worked the evening, she made certain that her friends around the station, those who were homeless, were fed.
Yeah.
Wow.
So to me, growing up as a child, just witnessing and hearing about all of their day-to-day stories inspired me to want to be a public servant.
It's in servant. The DNA. It's in the DNA. Like, because you grew up with it, seeing it every day.
You do.
Yeah.
You really do. And then some may know that when I was 19, suffering the brain hemorrhage, almost losing your life.
That's crazy. Wait, so... Let's not assume anybody knows everything. Tell us that story. Tell us exactly what happened. You were 19. You were undergrad at that time?
I was. And guess what? When my cerebral hemorrhage occurred, I was at what they called back in the day the Freaknik picnic on Jones Beach. Yes.
Daddy wasn't there. Okay, no, we're not going there.
So let's move on, okay? Exactly. So I was at the, you know, annual Divine Nine, July 4th.
You were having fun with undergrads, too.
Doing fun with the rich, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's what that's when at the end of the the beach experience, if you want to call it, that's when I felt like someone came behind me and hit me with like a baseball bat.
Wow.
And that was when I learned, what was it, several days later, I woke up in a hospital bed that I suffered a massive cerebral hemorrhage. And I bring this up because, A, I have to give it to my sores. They were with me during the time at the beach. And unfortunately, the attendants at the beach were not taking my situation seriously. And SOARS knew. They said, we will drive our SOAR to their emergency room.
Wow.
Which they did.
Amen.
They didn't even wait for any assistance. And I'll always remember that.
Yeah.
But what I will also always remember is how my medical team made my life whole again.
Mm.
And at that time, I was a rising junior at Brown, and I had to really figure out where I wanted to go. And I looked upon their efforts in making me whole again, and I said, you know what, I want to go to law school so I can tap into ways to better the lives of others like my parents did too.
Wow.
So that's how I... Those two seasons in my life. And then thirdly, when my husband and I, we got here in New Jersey, I volunteered a lot in addition to practice law. And my name got floated, and that's how I landed in a local county commissioner seat.
Wow.
And here I am now.
Look at this. Wow.
Here you are. Amazing.
Yeah. And shout out to the source. I think that's what people miss, I think, about... Divine Nine organization.
Yep.
They see us step, they see us stroll, they see us doing all the things. Mm-hmm. They may know that we do some community service, but it's the sisterhood and the brotherhood that separates us from other organizations we probably all belong to. So
correct.
That's amazing. So speaking of that, why did you choose to join a Black Greek letter organization? I mean, we all have our origin stories, so I'm just curious.
Because you're a legacy, right?
I am.
Yeah.
I accidentally pledged, but that's a story for another day.
She accidentally.
I did.
She knew better.
I knew if I was going to do anything, I was going AKA because my mom was an AKA.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, like, that wasn't my mission. My two roommates weren't speaking to each other at the time, and neither of them wanted to go to the, both of them wanted to go to the Rush, but they didn't want to go to each other. So I said, all right, I'm tired of hearing about this from y'all. The only way I'll go is if the three of us go, and I'm the only one that joined to this day, and that was almost like 40 years ago. I know.
But we're happy that you did what you did. We're happy you did what you did. And I, you know, for me, Carrie and Liz, I have relatives who, you know, AFIA, DST, and they would speak about their, you know, experiences. And when I went to school, I was like, okay, y'all can speak about your experiences, but that's not what I'm into.
Right.
But when I got on my yard and I saw how the fraternities and the sororities were doing the good work of the community. And then notably for me, I saw how my chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha shouting out to Iota Alpha, when I saw that they were mentoring inner city girls, that just did it right there.
Mm.
And see, I have, you know, it was just my older brother and me. But I remember just growing up in the inner city and really not having, you know, access or those who really wanted to authentically be there for you during certain moments. And Iota Alpha Source were really putting in the work with these young ladies.
Mm.
So when they had their teas, et cetera, I showed up, and that's when I learned more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I also recall there was a line, because, you know, there was lines back in the day. Right, there were lines. And just hearing that line when they sang, now, y'all, I'm not Beyonce, I'm not Whitney Houston, but I'm going to lay it down, okay? Right. I'm going to lay it down because this is the Just Us podcast.
It's Just Us here.
So when you heard them sing, whose side are you on? I tell you, Martin Luther was an alpha man. And Coretta is an AKA. When you heard that, you're just like, stop.
Chills, right? Chills.
Stop. Chill. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And again, when you add what they were doing for the young girls and you think back at yourself, you said, okay, I'm going to give this a try. And so that's how, and to God be the glory, I became a member. And the beauty of it all, too, is the collaboration, right, that you had, on, at least on my campus, with the other fraternities and sororities, getting the job done and focusing and double downing on our issues and concerns, just like what D9 is doing here today in advocacy.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Wow. So let's talk a little bit about navigation.
Mm-hmm.
You have often been the first, the only, whatever that means. Right. How do you navigate those types of situations when there's no blueprint, and now that you've been the first and the only, how do you make sure that you're not the last?
Yeah, you know, that's so important. I think that for all of us, at least I can speak for myself, that I never go into saying, okay, I'm going to be the first at something, but I know I'm going to go in and try to do what my mom always said to do when she would drop me off to school as a young grammar school kid who was somewhat shy. She would always say, Tahisha, be present, right? And I always remember that. And so my presence is to own whatever environment that I am in so that people can see that I am present. They understand my value and what I can contribute to a conversation, to an issue, to a policy, whatever. Mm. But then I also feel that you have to show yourself some grace. Because being the only one in the room, you can have the pressure, you know, I'm carrying not
right.
only
That's right.
who I am, but I'm carrying the legacy of my ancestors mm-hmm. with me. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand, not everything is going to be perfect, utopic, and right.
right.
To just show yourself some grace as you're doing the work. And to your point, Liz, you want to make certain that you figure out a way, if I'm here at this table being the only one, how am I authentically going to ensure that there are other women, that there are other black and brown individuals? You know, I take great pride, right? Mm-hmm. When I drove down here in Trenton and I saw like my, especially my Department of State building,
mm.
I recall the one thing that I wanted to ensure was that the majority of my directors were women.
Mm-hmm.
My top leadership brass, I wanted them to reflect the entirety of the 9+ million of New Jersey
yeah.
residents. And that's what we should be doing.
Amen. Amen.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we should
absolutely.
Be doing, y'all. And you know, because those lived experiences, what they're going to contribute to your work is going to be something awe-inspiring to those who are out in the street. I also remember as like a new attorney when I started out green in the courtrooms because I was a civil litigator and just being the only one.
Mm.
And even sometimes when I would say, Tahisha, wait for the plaintiff, folk would still ask me, well, where did the attorney show up yet?
Yeah.
Wow. And these are true stories.
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
So it is... You know, it is like a good feel when you are in a room and you see there's someone who looks like you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
And thinks like you.
And thinks like you.
Like, because you've been a friend to the Divine Nine. You've been a friend mm-hmm. to this conference, to the panhandle across New Jersey mm-hmm. since forever. So, but having you in those roles in those rooms gave us access to those rooms as well. And you were always very gracious and very generous about that. So as a D9 member,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're here to make an impact on our
yes.
communities and things like that. What, yeah. what do you see as D9 members, what else can we do, should we do? What's the opportunity
yeah.
for us to work together as a collective to make New Jersey a stronger, better place than it is?
Yeah, and you know, before I even answer
yeah.
that question,
yeah.
I do want to say, you know, it was such a honorable moment
mm.
when we were at Rump Wacket celebrating
oh, wow.
D9
that was
Day, Sorority Day. We did that twice, but it's also something that my staff knew so much about the fraternities and sororities in America. Like, they're like, oh my goodness, I think we know more than you when they were given to the briefings. I tell you. And that's the truth. But I am so happy to see this day when
yeah.
it comes annually, because this is why, in my humble opinion,
mm-hmm.
our organizations were birthed, right?
Yep.
To coalesce and galvanize around the issues of the day and be informed. I love the phone banking,
mm-hmm.
making sure that everyone gets out to vote, that they know when they should be registering. But you know what? The D9 has to do a little bit more.
Right.
We all need to continue. We should never spike a football and say we're done.
That's right.
Not only understanding who the candidates are, I think that in terms of D9 and in politics, you know, I just finished my congressional campaign,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful that there were D9 members who, you know, supported. But we really need to ensure that it's a tight support.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Every single day, making sure that those who are running in these positions, if they're members of the D9, that they know that there's not just resourcing support, but can we do volunteer phone banking? Can we canvass, knock on some doors, learn a bit more about the campaign process?
Mm.
And what I also want to just lift up, because I take the Shield seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, I sang for y'all.
I know. I take
my Shield seriously, okay? I've been born since 1991, spring 91. I really feel that if we as a D9 see if there is a single candidate mm-hmm. who's running for a specific office, we all should be team whoever that is.
Yeah. Right. We got to do our research first.
You do your research. Yep, you do your research.
Because we got to make sure.
You're absolutely right. If it's a credible,
credible,
do your research. It aligns.
Yeah.
But I really feel as though that members should be aware of.
Look at the power that we hold. Like, for example.
Exactly.
When Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were running mm-hmm. and we made a massive presence. And I mean, not every AK is a Democrat, but we had a powerful showing
mm-hmm.
and the numbers showed that we lifted them up to success.
New York Times article said we did it, Joe. Were her secret weapon.
Yes.
We weren't a secret if we're on the front page of the New York Times, but you know. But,
so this shows the power of the collective.
Exactly. If your politics align, if you, I'm not saying crossover or anything like that.
No, yeah.
But if politics align, researching, mm-hmm. I think that we all should, galvanize because we all have a shared history.
100%.
And I think that the principles in all of our organizations are instilled in us. So we know that, like for us, excellence, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You're going to serve with excellence. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the same type of focus.
Right.
Right.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So, all right, we'll get a little personal.
Uh-oh.
Not that personal. Come on now. This is still a family-friendly show.
Please don't. This was supposed to be serious, y'all, professional.
But the power of the collective, I mean, that's what days like today are about. Like, this morning, there were over 80 of us that took action on this healthcare transparency commission bill that we were discussing. Mm-hmm. So, and that's just one day, 1 hour, right? Mm-hmm. To show what we could do. Mm-hmm. But so I know you're a busy person.
Mm-hmm.
You have this amazing career. You have this gorgeous, beautiful, amazing family.
Thank you.
How do you balance all of that? Like, I mean, go. No, just like.
Oh, good. She did it to someone else. She normally does that to me.
What's the answer, Gary?
Right.
But what advice? Because there's a lot. The people out here in our audience are multitasking, multiple hat wearing individuals, doing all the things and being all the things to all the people. Like, how do you balance serving others and serving yourself? Like, how do you balance that?
I know, because I got a husband, I got 4 daughters, and a dog. That's a lot.
The dog's the easy one.
That's a lot. So you just capture it that way. No, I look, God comes first in all of this, okay? Mm. So I know that the first thing I do is open up my morning devotional to get started.
Right.
So that I can get the discernment on how I was going to or am going to approach my day. I also say family comes second, but at the same time, I have been blessed that I have a husband that's going to be 30 years this year.
Amen.
Yeah, we survived the UVA. University of Virginia, Wahoo. I tell you, but he and I have been able to support one another's careers in various seasons. I remember when he used to play, it was really Tahisha who was doing more of the balancing of personal.
Right.
And then when I became the Secretary of State Lieutenant Governor, he was the one who said, okay, I'm going to pivot to help you balance it all. But I mentioned in one of the questions showing yourself some grace. And you have to have that time in which you can say, okay, I need to just focus on the inner me. And I even would say to folk, for me, that sometimes meant just me going up the street to my supermarket.
Okay.
In the evening when it's quiet and ain't nobody there, and then, you know, just going by the produce section because I didn't have time for the spa and just waiting for that
Smith.
I'd go just
okay,
like
so
this.
I'm not the only one that does that. Okay.
Only me and this, just going like this.
I'm here with you.
Just like this, or just listen to some music.
You got to create your own moment when you're trying to balance it all.
Yeah, you did that.
That's a pro tip, y'all, in this book for those that can't afford to flat light, like those that are like
those
rocket fuel prices are keeping a lot of us grounded right now, but yes. It's just a
you have to create the moment, or, you know, I am a baker too, so I would just do certain things like that. But the one thing I appreciate through my children, because people always say, how is it, Tahisha, that you're so organized? Because of my daughters. You know, if you think about having kids and you have them at certain, you know, ages that are close in time and everything like that, and you have to get their lunches together, you have to get their clothes for school.
All the
activities. So everything, all the activities, because all of our daughters, either gymnastics,
you're a dance
figure
mom.
Skate, I'm a dance mom, yeah. I'm a proud dance mom, yeah. And I get to be in the parent stance this year. Because I sing and dance, so this is a whole new category of her life right now.
You must be stroll before the day is out. But go ahead. I'm sorry. You
and So you know, you just have to. You know, I look at what I learned from them, having to be organized with everything. And of course, we have our phones now. You know, we want to make sure we ping ourselves. But at the end of the day, it is all about showing yourself and giving yourself some me time, some grace.
I love that. I love that. So what's next for Tahisha Way?
You know, my dog just asked me that this morning. Because Oreo's so tired of seeing me at the Aldi. I'm like, what you doing next?
You have not been here so much. I thought she just dropped off the food and refilled the water dishes every now and then.
No, my little puppy. But no, I look at it this way, right? There have been conversations, you know, some opportunities, various opportunities, but I want to be intentional.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I see this as a time for me to really, you know, reflect upon my experiences. And to ensure that whatever I'm doing next, it is going to be on a public impact. Okay. Now, is that going to be government? Is it, you know, education, nonprofit, law, because I'm an attorney? You know, I just am leaning on, you know, and I'm thankful that I've had conversations, but I'm leaning on God's discernment.
I love
because
it.
He's always led me in the proper, you know, proper places. I mentioned earlier in our conversation, Carrie and Liz, how I never had that book, Grace for President, or anything like
that. Right, right.
But it was word of mouth, right, where I started out in government when I got a call and there was interest from my local Democratic Party. Would I be interested in a county commissioner seat? Because, and I said, that's nothing but the Lord.
Yeah, we in our corporate coaching journeys, we call that sponsorship. You had sponsors that were tuned into what you were putting out there, and that's how you find those opportunities. And and I love it. And in a previous episode of the podcast, we talked about how pause is an action.
It is.
And how sometimes silence can speak volumes. So in your season of, I think too many of us feel the pressure of a paycheck and a obligation and a whatever, that we don't take time to pause and listen to His voice. And follow our purpose and tune into what the universe will send our way. So thank you for saying that. Cool.
Well, thank you.
All right. So I think that concludes the serious portion of the program.
I love it.
unless I miss any questions, but on the podcast we play a game called Boss It or Toss It.
Uh-oh.
One of our favorite segments.
It's my mother's favorite segment.
Yes, it is.
And normally we pick a list of things in a category, and we boss the ones we like, and we toss the ones we don't like.
Okay.
But
we're not going to give you that much pressure.
We're not going to put that much pressure because we don't want to.
I know, because I'm in my season of pause.
Yes. We don't want to do anything to impact us on the other side of that season of pause. So we have what we're calling boss it or toss it.
Okay.
You can get with this. Or you can get with that edition.
Okay.
Yeah. Just for you.
Amen. Thank you.
All right.
So for the audience, this is sort of like our quick fire, rapid response segment. And so we put together some boss it or toss it. You can get with this. You can get with that.
Okay.
Specifically for you. So I'm going to throw them out there and you're going to tell us what you get with.
Which one you pick.
Okay.
Which one you don't.
All righty.
Impossible choices. Okay. Go. Sorry, I had to
love
doing this. This is the serious part.
Yeah, this is the serious part here.
The serious part. Go ahead.
How about speaking up in the room versus working behind the scenes?
Okay, I want to. Both are important.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. And I've done both. Okay, but I think I have to say, boss, it is speaking up in the room.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's visibility.
Mm.
Uh-huh, and hopefully you have worked the scene so you can bring that to bear.
You can bring the
voice. There you go.
You can have the voice.
There you go.
I feel that.
Uh-huh.
I feel that.
We put these in the categories. I'm sorry. It's leadership and power moves. That's fancy.
Okay.
Being the only woman at the table versus building your own table.
I would always say you want to build your own table.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Build that table and then bring your people with you.
That's Shirley Chisholm talking right there.
Exactly.
I'm feeling all. Okay.
Grassroots voices or institutional leadership?
Oh, my goodness. That's similar to the first one. When you got people working behind the scenes,
okay.
That's grassroots.
Okay.
And that is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still say institutional leadership because not only the visibility, but you're able to scale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Exactly. You will be able to scale and put into place who you would want.
Now let's get into some boss energy.
Mm.
Power suit or statement dress?
Well, back in the day, you know, when all was good, it would be a statement dress. But now you got to have your power suit on because you got
four kids, a husband, and a dog.
You have four kids, so you got to put your power suit on. So I would have to say a power suit.
Okay.
Early mornings or late night strategy sessions?
Oh my goodness, it's always early morning.
Mm. Okay.
For me, it is always getting up early, devotional, go for your morning run, everything is up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about this is a quick lightning round. Group chat muted versus always responding?
Always responding.
Okay.
You got to respond to the people.
Coffee versus tea.
It has to be coffee.
Me too. Really? Me too.
Yeah.
I'm addicted.
I'm such a
I love
person.
Tea, but
I do I too. But have, it's not. Mm.
I have to get that coffee hit in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, you got to get the. I'm with you, Carrie. I love tea, but you got to have that coffee brewing.
Okay. But you're a morning person. That makes perfect sense.
She put line dance versus freestyle.
Again, back in the day. Back in the day, it would be freestyle. But now when, you know, you get up off of a chair and you're like, it has to be line dance.
Okay.
And you can't
control.
Exactly. And if you mess up, you got other people around.
It's only got to have 10 steps because, you know.
There you
but
go.
Like some of these line dances, like I don't know the choreography to go to parties anymore.
I
like this one.
Uh-huh.
Pink or green?
Ooh, Sophie's choice.
You know what? I'm sorry, but you can't separate the two.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
There's certain things
that is
separate.
I love it.
Professional networking versus leaning on the shield.
Ooh.
Yeah. I guess you went to Brown and UVA, so.
I know.
That's
a difficult one because a good swath of my professional network is leaning
on the shield.
There you go.
What are we saying here?
They're kind of the same thing.
That's an important part of what we have, too. It's like the networking, the connections.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can just call up, and it doesn't even have to be someone in your sorority. You call up a Divine Nine member,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Right? That's, and that's part of the professional networking. So we're going to just say
both.
Okay, now for the New Jerseyans.
Oh, New Jersey.
Turnpike or Parkway?
Ooh. I'm going to say
that. We're talking politics. We're nonpartisan. Let me just put that out there. Like,
we about to be partisan. I feel some type of way.
Okay.
I am a Turnpike girly.
Okay. Turnpike people in
the Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
See, I'm GSP.
Okay, Garden State Parkway.
I'm Garden State Parkway.
I am 7A to 13A all the way.
I love you for that. But you know, I still love being on a road where, you know, there's no trucks.
Right.
And where you can shout out to the truck drivers, because I'm being honest about
and
that.
And where AAA can come and tell you if you break down.
Sorry.
I'm a Turnpike girl, but sorry.
Yeah, I'm just.
Anyway, moving on.
Pork roll or Taylor ham?
I'm from the north, so it has to be Taylor ham.
Taylor ham all day. I don't know what this pork roll thing is.
Well, the shore folks, it's pork roll. Yeah.
It's Taylor ham. Go ahead.
It's Taylor ham.
I think there's wrong answers on this show, but that is wrong.
It is. I have to agree with that.
And finally, this is a three-parter, actually.
Oh, gosh.
Jets, Giants, or Eagles?
No. These are New Jersey teams. We know who plays where.
Listen, you deal with South Jersey then.
This is a simple one.
The crowd is coming for
us. I know, they're like,
we're talking politics.
Well, I'm going to set the record straight here, and I bleed blue.
Yes.
And it's the Giants. Who has the most Super Bowl rings? Come on.
Well, importantly, who in this room has a husband that played for the Giants?
Right.
I'll wait.
Who?
I'm just saying.
We know where your loyalty lies.
That was the only right answer.
Exactly.
With all due respect to the Eagles and the Jets, but let's just be real here. Let's just be real. Let's just stop it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This was fun and informational. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate you joining us here today.
We do. We're going to give you the last word. What's your final insight, advice for the people out there and out here in terms of how to make a difference when they leave here?
Yeah, you know, thank you for having me.
Of course, come anytime.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be on the next show.
Okay, cool. Okay. We're going to have three.
We'll talk about creating a spa experience in your local supermarket.
That is a life hack for days.
It is. But in all seriousness, I do want to thank the two of you for, you know, providing a voice, an additional voice to this advocacy day through Just Us. And I just want to continue well wishes for you. But, you know, the thing about these advocacy days, because I know that I've spoken at various ones when I was secretary and lieutenant governor, is not only being here to listen to state legislature or any other notable governmental official, but just to receive it and act upon it, right, in your various constituencies. I know that there was a discussion, let's say, on voting, right? And of course, it's important that we vote, but I always would say, make certain that you're an informed voter.
That's it.
Okay, on issues, on candidates, on the landscape and the environment. This is a very, very powerful group here.
Yes.
That can change things. And not to get political, because I'm not, but we all, without any politics, you know, our kids are understanding what is going on nationally.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and our ancestors, our founders, what did they do? They ensured.
They got to work.
They got to work. They wanted to make certain that rights were, you know, protected, that health needs were ensured, and just, you know, the basic duty and responsibility as human beings that each and every one of us has.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. So I trust D9 in New Jersey is going to continue what our founders stood for. And I so very much look for joining each and every one of you in your efforts when you need. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And thank you all for watching. And we will see you in part two in just a short little while. Thank you.
Thank you. Tahisha Way, everybody.
Tahisha Way, everybody.